brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the final day of the first month of 2007, the 31st day of January 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. He hasn't been doing a lot of radio interviews the last 6 months or so since he was basically targeted at his university, Brigham Young, there in Salt Lake City, Utah. He is an award-winning physicist, a great family man, and a wonderful patriot. I'm friends with he and his wife. Dr. Stephen E. Jones will be joining us in the second hour. And yes, health permitting, Aaron Russo, battling cancer for 4+ years, just had surgery again last week, will be joining us in the third hour to talk about Ron Paul's candidacy for president, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the New World Order in general. So Stephen Jones in the second hour, Aaron Russo in the third hour. We will be taking calls throughout the broadcast today, 1-800-259-9231. I've been promising to get into some detail about the whole global warming PR campaign that has reached just fever pitch is not the word, crescendo is not the word, because it's intensifying. And I wanted to just walk through some of the examples. Every day I print 5, 6, 7, 10 articles where they're engaging in different public relations stunts. And today I printed 5 different ones off. And then driving in, listening to Genesis Communications, I heard Derry Brownfield on the air reading a report from Judicial Watch that got the actual documents through a Freedom of Information Act request where they said, we'll use environmental governance and PR to claim the North American Union is about saving the environment. So they're saying they're using it as a fraud to sell the people. So it's just literally wallowing in evidence of this. So we'll be breaking that down. But first, when we return, I want to play a clip from Paula Zahn, CNN last night. What I do is I don't know why I'm going into this detail, but I kind of pull a double shift. I usually go home from about 5:30 to 8 and spend 3 hours or so with my children today. I'd like to spend all day with them. And then when they go to sleep, I kiss my wife goodbye. And really, I've worked so hard, no time to ever really spend with her. It's crazy. You only live once, but we got to save the country. And then I kiss her goodbye, and I drive back up here to the office and work on the new film or take care of phone calls and work till usually about midnight or 1 in the morning. But I don't know why I'm telling that story. I'm just trying to get you to think about commitment. Think about the commitment I've made. You could make 1/100th of that commitment. We'd probably save this country. I know a lot of you have, but Kevin Smith, the point is there's never really a rest. I'm glad Kevin called. He was at the office, and he said, tune in to Paula Zahn right now. It was like 7:30. So we started recording at the house, and my children got a rare view of television. Paula Zahn, and basically how if you think 9/11 is an inside job, you're an anti-Semite. So we're going to play that clip coming up in the next segment, and I'm going to comment on some different individuals. Then later, Keith Olbermann had a great fact-check piece at the end of his show yesterday. His news program will play that as well. And as I mentioned, get into the whole global warming Kyoto propaganda. It's all coming up on the other side. Websites are JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide. Terror Storm is a film at Evers.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment for those just joining us. We do have Aaron Russo, battling cancer, joining us from his home in Los Angeles, California. And if he's feeling up to it, he is scheduled for the third hour today, again, to talk about Ron Paul for president, his film America, Freedom to Fascism, and to take your phone call so you get a chance to talk to Aaron Russo, who we all hope and pray beats cancer, but it's just good to be able to get him on the show while we have him here with us. There's also a lot of hyper-propaganda going concerning global warming right now, climate change. Whether you believe in global warming or not, the point is the official solutions are not solutions. They're global taxes that have nothing to do with the real problems we face. So we're going to break that down, and we do have Professor Stephen A. Jones, who has been on a hiatus from talk radio for months and months, joining us in the second hour. Okay, let's go ahead and get into 9/11 first, though, before we run out of time in this hour, and we have guests joining us. Paula Zahn, the little propagandist, the trollop that gets up on television and spews her propaganda every night, was on her program yesterday evening, saying, oh my gosh, you know, one-third, close to one-third, it's actually over a third, believe that the government was involved in 9/11. The question was it an inside job? 36%. This is like 8 months ago in a Scripps Howard, Ohio University, highly scientific poll. 36% believe total inside job. 68% believe they're being lied to and there's a cover-up. And then again, we have Angus and Reed. Now, 5 months ago almost, the extremely scientific commissioned by ABC News and the Wall Street Journal, 84% of thousands sampled with a plus or minus rate of 3 plus or minus percentage points. So it could be 81. It could be as high as 87. Believe they're being lied to about 9/11. So Paul is on. It's over half. If you average those numbers together, that know it's an inside job, and a lot more than that who know they're being lied to and are frankly just scared to tell a pollster on the telephone. I've studied polling technology. It's 101. If you look into it, that a really controversial, scary question, people will tend to go with the less controversial answer. So if you're getting 36% saying total inside job, it is probably more like double that. And here's an example. Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, they have found, is not very accurate, and they hook a machine in to your television box, to your cable box, to your satellite, depending on which system you have, and they monitor what you watch, and the score is created out of that. But they have found that people tend to then have another television that they really watch the type of programming, you know, Sex in the City or HBO, Real Sex, or whatever people are watching. They found that what's being watched on the Nielsen box isn't necessarily what's being, and it's the same thing with Arbitron ratings and so many others. That's why they found that computer cookies are so accurate, and that's what the industry is really switching over to is in the last really 6-7 years. They've had cookies longer, but it's become predominant in the last 6-7 years. Is because that is showing exactly what you're really visiting and what you're really into. An example of this is when you go to Amazon.com and you've ordered there before, and you'll notice that, let's say you bought a romance novel, and then it'll show you on the main page, just for you, tailored individual romance novels by the same author or similar authors. Or they'll pair. When you go look up a certain book, they'll pair another book next to it, all part of the marketing. That's the cookies. But I'm already digressing, just getting off into polls. Now I'm running out of time here. Paul Azan goes on there, and let's just be clear about this. I've interviewed Christopher Boland several times years ago. I think he's done good reporting on the past on a host of issues. We defended him when he was brutalized, clearly targeted by the government in the mafia city of Chicago. And, of course, I was thanked for that by his cohorts who, I don't think Chris is bad. I think he doesn't know who he runs with. The incredible lies, the as bad as it gets, slander. I mean, things I won't even repeat here on air, just off the charts. And still, though, I will tell you that, you know, Chris is, I think, a genuine person, and all he's saying is that Israel clearly was in a support role of 9/11. And on the show, on the program that you're about to hear, I'm going to write notes while it plays, didn't have time to do it last night, and then I'll comment on it after and let you comment on it after. They also have, you know, American Jews, who I really feel sorry for, who, you know, who, one of them whose son died, saying, show me the facts, show me where Jews got warnings. Show me, and you know, my son died, how dare you? And indeed, Jews did die. But where does that story come from that Jews were told to get out of the building? It comes from Haaretz. It comes from the Jerusalem Post. It comes from Newsweek. 4 hours before the attacks, the instant message company based in Tel Aviv, next door to Shin Bet, Israeli internal intelligence, literally next door, and its U.S. base was in the World Trade Center towers. They had thousands of employees. They admit, and it shows they weren't part of it, because when they got asked about it, they said, yes, we got a warning to get out of the building. We IM'd and called all of our employees and told them, get out of the building, don't go to work. If you're there, get out, because they're 24 hours a day, operations. And they said, if you're there, get out. If you're going in, don't go. Now, clearly, and of course, people pick apart and lie about what I say. I just said Israel clearly is involved in certain aspects of the attack. What I'm saying is, Odigo, the instant message company, now under a new name, it's been bought, did on record, that's where that story mainly came from, did go public and say we were warned. If they were part of it, they wouldn't have said, their CEO wouldn't have said, yeah, it's weird, we got told here in Israel to get our people out. See, that's all I'm saying, is that they wouldn't have gone public and admitted that if they were part of it. Clearly, someone in Israel who had knowledge or was involved did warn them. But you also have Arabs pointing up by name, school children saying those towers won't be there next week. And you clearly had the buildings at half capacity. Normally there were double the amount of people in that building when at that time in the morning when it got hit. Cops were on record saying they were told don't go in, Port Authority workers, other people, a whole bunch of CEOs that were based in the building had been told to have a special meeting with Warren Buffett at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. And indeed, they were there, and Bush strangely flew in for a secret meeting with over 130 top CEOs. With something like 40 of them would have been in the towers that day. I mean, this is bizarre. So, this is a very, very important story. Because you do have dancing Israelis jumping up and down on top of the building, videotaping what happened. I've interviewed the sheriff of Bergen County. I have talked to him. I had him on about his call to microchip the entire population. Now, he's pushing Verichip, but I brought that up while he was on. Frankly, I got him on for one reason, and then I really was told him another. But it was honest because I did want to talk about the microchips, too. So we've been covering this, and we've been covering this since day one, and I've been attacked by the ADL on their website for it. But I am not going to sit here and say that Israel ran the entire attacks. Now, let's be clear about this. It's like if three people robbed a bank, and one guy was black from, say, Angola, another guy was white from Germany, and another guy was Jewish from Israel. Now, I'm going after everybody involved. I want to bust all three of them. But the way the COINTELPRO operatives work and the way they work is, no, you've got to say it's just the Vatican, you've got to say it's just the Jews, you've got to say it's just Dick Cheney, or it's just Bush, or it's just the Pentagon, or it's the Russians, or it's the whatever. Clearly, U.S. intelligence, private corporations, British and Israelis, from the evidence, including the Bush family and Cheney, were all involved. This was a concerted effort at black op levels, in compartmentalized sectors, and if you study anything about intelligence operations, you'll learn that Western intelligence, basically at the top, is the same people. So I'm just simply saying there wasn't one Jewish bank robber. There were other people involved, and clearly Israelis were involved and had a lot to gain to get the war on terror going and get the Iraq war going, and Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's running around saying we're going to get nuked, give up all of your rights. Newt Gingrich is saying it simultaneously. There's going to be attacks. And I have no doubt. I mean, British intelligence has been caught staging terror. The Israelis are constantly getting caught doing it. Our government's constantly getting caught doing it. Clearly, they're all involved. So we're here, as we've always said, saying that there's involvement. But it is wildly unpopular, and it's not the truth, to say that just Israel did this, and people instinctively know that Israel couldn't make NORAD stand down, and CIA insider trading, and massing tens of thousands of U.S. troops to invade Afghanistan in the months before. People know that. And so people say, it's not Cheney, it's not Bush, it's the Jews. When they do that, it's not true, and it damages this movement and demonizes us. And that's why CNN has them on. Stay with us. We'll play it.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 31st, 2007, gold 652, ounce gold coins are 673.20, 339.15 for half, 169.58 for quarter ounce coins at 673.20, 339.15 and 169.58.
1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion, 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso, 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee, 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Fairchef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a sting indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I like about the piece, though, all four of the people on the show are like panicked. They know that people aren't buying their lies anymore. And so they're trying to wed the view that Israel did this all on its own to the rest of the 9/11 truth movement so they can desperately then claim that anybody that does it is anti-Semitic. But Christopher Lynn did a pretty good job of not being roped in by them. That's why they probably only used 30 seconds of him in like an 8-minute piece. It's absolutely Disgusting. So let's go ahead and play part of this, and we'll come back and comment on that, and then we'll play the rest of it. It's about 7 minutes long, 8 minutes long. Here it is, CNN Paul is on last night. Listen to all the buzzwords.
We have all heard some absolutely incredible 9/11 conspiracy theories. The web, of course, is full of them. But tonight, we're bringing one out that feeds on racism out in the open. We were absolutely shocked by one recent poll that found out that one in every three Americans believe the terror attacks were not the work of America's enemies, but some sort of inside job. And Deborah Farrick found a smaller percentage who believe an even uglier theory.
This 9/11 attack was not by 19 Arabs. It was not by Muslims.
They talk about a Jewish plot.
Everywhere you look, you find a Zionist agent.
A conspiracy by Israeli intelligence. Or by Zionist moles in the Bush administration, allegedly calling the shots in the Middle East. Websites, magazines, documentaries, radio programs, dozens of them disputing the facts that Al-Qaeda was behind the 9/11 attacks.
It was done by a group of Zionists.
Are you suggesting that Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with it, that this was all part of a large conspiracy, Zionist or otherwise?
Al-Qaeda is, in my opinion, has been exploited. I question whether such a group even exists.
Chicago writer Christopher Bolin is one of the conspiracy theorists.
I believe that there are Israeli elements that are connected to the Mossad that are involved in this attack.
There's no physical evidence to support claims that Jews were behind 9/11. But the speculation and rumors, mostly discounted here in the U.S., have gained momentum in Muslim countries, where they're discussed and believed. Deborah Lauder is with the Jewish-run Anti-Defamation League.
What's most troubling is when it reaches the Internet and goes into the Muslim Arab world, we have this cross-fertilization of hate, and this is something we've never seen before.
A whole web of beliefs has grown to support this conspiracy theory. Listen to these Americans interviewed on Iranian television.
This is a big plot to take control of us, to start war.
One of the beliefs is that some 4,000 Israelis or Jews in the New York City area were warned by instant messages not to go to work on 9/11. For Wilton Sexer, a retired police sergeant who is Jewish, the claim is outrageous.
The remains consisted of a piece of bone. 2.5 inches long and about an inch wide. That's the size of your index finger.
And that's all they ever found?
That's all they ever found.
Sexer's son Jason died in the towers. He says Jason received no warning. Neither did some 400 Jews who died in the tragedy.
Give me the names of the 4,000 Jews who stayed home. Show me something. There is nothing to show. This is a total, ridiculous, asinine rumor that was started by anti-Semites.
I think that conspiracy theories in general really do work a bit like a game of telephone. They are told and retold and tend to get more and more far out in the telling.
When you imply that somehow Israelis were involved in the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, people are going to look at you. Critics will say, you are an anti-Semite, are you?
No, I'm not an anti-Semite. This is the main charge that's leveled against me and has been for years, even before 9/11, because I am a critic of Zionist policies.
Right. That's a very common technique among anti-Semites. They will twist things. I'm not an anti-Semite. I just believe X, Y, Z.
Anti-Semitic or not, the question now, will this 9/11 conspiracy theory become like the Kennedy assassination, analyzed for generations as an unsolved mystery? Deborah Feyerick, CNN, New York.
All right. That's the first part. And then Paula's on, and her minions come back and start babbling. So we'll analyze part one for a few minutes when we get back. Then I'll play part two. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back. Glad you joined us.
I hurt myself today.
Okay, let's just go through some notes I just wrote on part one of that. There's a rumor that instant messages were seen and were sent to Jews. Well, Odigo was an Israeli company, and most of their employees were Jewish, but if you actually read the article, they warned all the employees, whether you were a European or African or Semitic. And they did give them a warning. And I think CNN went a little too far, thinking people are so stupid, they're not going to do a Google search. And by the way, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, it's in Masters of Terror, it's in Martial Law. You see, I made the first film on 9/11, early 2002, and I've made the most films on the subject of any filmmaker, and I put it in there day one. So, it's all right there. Odigo, the instant messaging company, did contact its employees from Tel Aviv transatlantically to New York City, the Dutch-founded city. And that is the bottom line. So that's why you're losing all your viewers. That's why you're discredited, because people now are checking into what you have to say. And I agree with Christopher Bolin. That's exactly what I've always said. Criminal elements associated with Mossad clearly were involved in some type of roles in the attacks. The art students, the jumping up and down, Israeli shadowing the supposed Al-Qaeda, operatives from San Diego to Miami to Maine. Clearly, there's some involvement here. But I don't want to partition the guilt through some vitriolic Jew-hating, and there are a lot of people who just hate Jews, and they want it to all be about Israel. If somebody slips on a banana peel, a Jew must have done it. And at a certain point, it really gets ridiculous. Notice CNN is putting this on Paul Azan's program. Notice they're giving this massive coverage. And almost every program they do about 9/11 is either space beams, lasers, pods, no planes hitting the World Trade Centers, which is ridiculous, or Jews. That way the general public hears it and it's discredited. But I tell you, the mainstream media is so discredited, this isn't even going to work. People are more sophisticated than that. I have a lot of fans at CNN in the bowels of it, people that actually work there. And I've had a lot of discussions with them. A.J. Hammer was a former talk show host from New York, and I didn't know him, but I knew some of the producers. I just, they know me. I talked to them, and they got top ratings off having me on, but it was the showbiz show. And there were higher-ups in CNN that thought because it was Charlie Sheen that it would just discredit 9/11. But as soon as it backfired and those polls came out with 83% on CNN, that same number keeps coming up in the mid-80s, mid to low 80s, and they said, yeah, we're going to have you on every day now for the next week and all these others on. And then they tried to get Chairman Keene on, who canceled. And then I talked to some of the producers, and they said, oh, my gosh, we were told that it isn't even about viewers, that you're not to go back on, and this story is dead. And then I'd been contacted by some of the producers for Anderson Cooper and Paul Azan, going, oh, man, we know it's an inside job. Absolutely. Listen, I listened to the show. I heard that guest the other day. Listen, I'm trying to get you on. I think we're going to get you on. And then, oh, man, the higher-ups called. You're not coming on. Because they don't want me on talking about CIA insider trading and Building 7 not being hit by a plane and coming down, and Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry out attacks very similar to 9/11. They don't want me on talking about how the hijackers were trained covertly at U.S. military bases with the evidence, or how the Israelis were shadowing them, obviously protecting them. They don't want real, hardcore, meat and potatoes, verified stuff. They want either highly incendiary, polarizing issues, to where even if you think 9/11 is an inside job, if it gets anti-Semitism attached to it, a lot of people will shut up. Or if ridiculous, you know, directed energy weapons, space beams, gets integrated with it. It is a poison pill, and it's done by design by a lot of people. And I'm not saying Mr. Bolin, because what he said was true. And he's done real reporting. And I've interviewed him, I don't know, four or five times many years ago. But as soon as people drift into the clutches of people that are either completely psychopathic or agents out of the pit of hell, you've got to disassociate. People that say unspeakable things about my family. But it doesn't matter. You look, as soon as people do that, I am loved. Because people know my track record, and folks then basically blow their own feet off, which is sad, because I would like to see more people in the fight. As I say, I believe a rising tide lifts all ships. So, I mean, there's so many other notes here. The, you know, an even uglier theory is that the Jews did it. And for those that are exposing the Israeli involvement, it isn't the Jews. It is criminal intelligence networks. You know, when I get up here, and like we did yesterday, and detail that British intelligence clearly carried out the 7/7 bombings with witnesses, and we go over all of it and give you exclusives, does BBC come on and go, anti-Angloism, anti-Anglican? Well, no, they don't do that there because it'd be too ridiculous. We haven't had this built-in guilt put into us about criticizing Anglo-Saxons. But I remember when everybody was criticizing the 3,000, now it's 6,000 plus, front companies in the late 1990s and communist spies and generals in the Commerce Department in secret document rooms running fax machines back to Beijing and the murder of Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. They said, I remember CNN, is it racism, anti-Asian? No, we don't like spies in our country. We don't like a president selling us out. Or when I get up here and criticize Putin for clearly staging bombing attacks in his own country in 1999 to become popular as vice president, to then be elected, and to launch a war against Chechnya, we don't get calls or TV programs going, it's anti-Russian, anti-Slav. We're simply going where the facts take us. So I get to have the peanut gallery of toothless white supremacists screaming for my blood because I don't say that, you know, when there's a volcanic eruption, Jews caused it, or when you wreck your car, Jews caused it, or when you get a cold, Jews caused it, or when you don't have, you know, just all of this stuff, Jews caused it. And then I also get to have the ADL and the intelligence report put out every quarter by the Southern Poverty Law Center, I get to have them lie about me and twist things, and I'm sick of it. I'm just here covering the news and the facts, trying to bring people together against the New World Order. That's what I've always attempted to do, and it's just so destructive, the space beams and the no planes and the Jews did it all, and it's just unbelievable. Here's part two of the piece from Paula Zahn as we analyze this propaganda.
With our Out in the Open panel, sure they have plenty to say about this. Lauren, Michael DeRoy, welcome back. All right, so let's start with the resident Jew on our panel here. I mean, you hear this stuff, and it just makes you sick to your stomach. There is absolutely no evidence that anybody other than Al-Qaeda was involved with this attack. How upsetting is this to you?
Look, we've been kicked around for 2,000 years. The face you're looking at's got a lot of anger in it because of that. That's not a way to live, wandering around the globe, never having a home. It's pretty difficult because every time there's trouble, we're scapegoated. We're not the only ones that are scapegoated, but we're scapegoated by people who are frightened. They don't care. They are paranoid. You cannot debunk this theory. It is madness as well as idiocy to think that the Jews brought down the World Trade Center on 9/11. But you cannot argue logic to someone who is mentally ill. What frightens me is that the whole nation is frightened, and that fear is being fueled by this administration and by the media, not you, just the opposite. I congratulate you, and I'm grateful for it, seriously, to bring this stuff out, because it is in those times that Jews, like other minorities, better get scared, better get angry, better fight for what's right, and try and convince people courage is the cure for paranoia, not racism.
Is this just a smear campaign for anti-Semites?
I think it's, I agree with Michael. I mean, the blame the Jews theme is something that goes back about 2,000 years. I mean, it's a really hardy varietal. But look, I mean, we know who pulled off 9-1-1. Richard Minard writes about it in his book, Disinformation. He quotes directly from Osama bin Laden, who says, on a tape we found, we calculated in advance the number of casualties from the enemy who would be killed based on the position of the tower. We had notification since the previous Thursday that the event would take place that day, unquote, says Osama bin Laden.
But Michael's right in the sense that we have a government that has led us into a war, and most Americans, even the smartest of us, sit around and go, now why again are we here in the war? And when there are blanks, we often fill in the blanks, and those blanks are filled in by misinformation, urban legends. We create stories and people believe
things. You're talking about a very unpopular war. We're talking about 9/11.
No, but what I'm talking about is the war is based upon what our government told us, this fear that we have from 9/11.
This will get worse as the unrest in the Middle East gets worse. This problem will not go away. And the reason it won't go away is because we don't have it in administration as we once did that said and counseled us, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Exactly.
We have just the opposite. We have an administration that fuels fear, that puts up the sign every day, that tells us be frightened, stay scared, be worried, and so we are suspicious, we are xenophobic, and we don't like anybody that's different from us.
How concerned are you that, these
pogroms
conspiracy theories will take even deeper hold?
Look, I think it's entirely possible the kind of people who are spreading this sort of stuff will continue to blame the Jews for, anything that can go wrong. I think it's very important, as this war on terror continues, to point out exactly who the bad guys are, which are Islamofascists who want you, and me dead, and want people dead around the country, and they're engaged in tremendous violence, killing thousands of people all around the world.
This problem,
starting with, well, even before 9/11, the 93 attack,
problem,
the attack on the USS Cole, this is a really serious enemy we need, to identify.
Yes, it is.
And
educate
people as to how we really are.
To believe theories. That's my point. There are reasons why people are open to belief theories, and these reasons will not change unless our government more actively works to inform us of what the real truth is, so people are not here playing guessing games.
Lauren Lake, Michael Gross, DeRoy Murdoch. Fascinating discussion.
Thank you.
Your anger was palpable during that piece as well. Well understood. Larry King Live's coming up in just a few minutes. Hey, Larry, you're going to talk to the owners of Barbaro tonight?
Yeah, wow, who wouldn't be angry at what that left?
No, I know. But, you know, it's astonishing. Wasn't it the statistic that 1 in 3 Americans believe, not that particular conspiracy but theory, but one of many?
The old Goebbels theory, you can tell a lie long enough, more people will believe it.
Yeah.
Yes, tell a lie enough, more people will believe it. Like, there's no proof that there were instant messages sent when it was in Newsweek, Associated Press, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, and a bunch of other publications with the CEO of the company going, yeah, we got a warning to get our people out. That's where that comes from the company. That's where it comes from, Larry. The old Goebbels theory, tell a lie often enough, the big lie theory. Amazing. Yeah, your big lie theory. And notice that one fellow on the show holds up some book that, we found a tape, the military found a tape of Bin Laden taking credit. Kind of like the fat Bin Laden tape, whose nose grew an inch, he gained over 150 pounds. You could do a face scan and tell it wasn't him, but they tried to blur it so you couldn't get a good face scan. So 3 different universities in the U.S., Canada, and France did voice prints. Again, they took real admitted Bin Laden tapes, television tapes, from the past, from the mid-90s, and they took those and they made a voice print of it, 100%. Then they ran the other one through, didn't match. Then they had linguists listen, didn't match. It's not Bin Laden. It's fake. Remember the White House memo? Plans to plant WMDs, plans to stage their discovery, plans to have defectors come out and say they saw them. Lying to us. So that's a lie. Also, it's CNN actually pushing this, hoping, because in major polls it's about 7% of the population, that's quite a bit, now believes Israel carried out the attacks. Of the 36% that believe it's a total inside job, of the 84% that believe they're being lied to. And so they're really hoping to push this so this becomes the dominant idea that if you talk about it, you're just an anti-Semite. So it's very sophisticated. And notice they keep equating, it was 4 times in that talk, 9/11 inside job equals racism, equals pogroms, equals racism. We played the leftists out at the Capitol Saturday at an anti-war march going, the problem is the Bilderbergs. It's these 9/11 truth people. It's racism. See, and the guy goes, in the speech, he goes, you know, I'm screwing this up. I'm reading this wrong. You know, somebody else had written it. So we've got the talking point now where you go, hey, Building 7 had bombs in it and it doesn't fit with mathematics. Oh, you're a racist, huh? Oh, we see what you're doing. In fact, can you dig that up, that minute and a half clip we played yesterday, John, where he's out there at UT? By the way, I was invited to speak at that, and I said, okay, I'll come speak. And I told my producer, I said, watch, I'll be canceled because they'll say I'm a racist. And sure enough, they sent us an email saying that we were canceled because 9/11 truth and all of us, it's really racism. See, I mean, this is a PR talking point. And here is some well-meaning dupe reading it. Here it is.
I come today to talk to you about the plague of racist violence that currently afflicts the world today. And
I want you all to ask yourselves for a minute, how is it possible that 2% of the world's population controls more wealth than 60% of the world's population? How is it possible that this group, outnumbered by hundreds to one, can maintain this system? Well, the answer is right in front of our faces. There are those who would tell us that it is because there are Masons in hiding in our closets, and Bilderbergers hiding under our bed, and there are vast conspiracies to concoct attacks like 9/11 to control, to increase the grip of power that the ruling class has on our world. But in fact, it's right in front of your face. The problem is racism. And what is racism exactly? I'm going to be referring to my notes a lot because I didn't memorize this. Okay, well, first of all, the ruling class needs racism to create fear and mistrust between people of different races, just as they use homophobia and sexism.
Okay. So that's what they're doing right there. They're promoting it. They're bringing the term out and attaching it. There's no ruling elite. The problem's the ruling elite. 9/11 truth. Racism. 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 Racism.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
Coming up about 10 after, I'm going to take a few calls now in this segment and the next. We've got Dr. Professor Stephen Jones. A bunch of big updates on 9/11 and the movement itself. That is coming up. We've got Aaron Russo joining us in the third hour now, battling cancer, to talk about Ron Paul's run for president and to take your phone calls. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 15 films. My latest documentary is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror from what happened with Hitler right through our government staging terror attacks, Gulf of Tonkin, what happened in Iran through 9/11, 7/7. We go to England and so much more. 68 minutes of extras on the film. If you haven't gotten Terror Storm, you need to purchase it via Infowars.com. We also have specials where you can get America, Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's incredible film, and then get Terror Storm for $9.95 for half price when you get America, Freedom to Fascism for $19.95. Then you support myself and, of course, Aaron Russo, and you get his incredible film that is having such a big effect. In fact, April 19th is coming up soon, and I would ask all of you who already even have a copy of the film to buy another copy and give it to someone you love and care about and want to inform. It's very compelling, and we've seen it wake up people who wouldn't wake up. Again, America, Freedom to Fascism, available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then, of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv, my weekly TV reports, hundreds of them, special reports, over 100 of them, all 15 of my films, download them, great activist tool, burn them to CD, give them out, prisonplanet.tv, and we extended the discount for 5 months free till today. It is over today. It is over today. It won't be back until next Christmas, and we hope that you will take advantage of the prisonplanet.tv deal, get 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year, so pay for a little over 6 months, and you get 5-plus months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Today is the last day. Paul is taking it down tomorrow morning, which is the middle of the night here. So please take action. Take advantage of that discount. Today is the last day, period. End of story. Let's go ahead now and go to CH in Florida. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
I got you on the air here in Pensacola area back in 1999. We had a good 6-year run. They changed their programming and dropped you. I am trying now to get you on another stronger AM station close to Pensacola. And I haven't had much success yet. But
well, you know, we're getting about 4 affiliates a week lately. And, I mean, MS Communications has put me on stations like KLBJ, 590 in Austin, award-winning. We just went on the big MS station that's up in Norfolk, Virginia, that covers 4 states, 50,000 watt. When I say Clear Channel, I don't mean it's owned by Clear Channel. The term Clear Channel means, you know, day and night, 50,000 watts blasting out. And, you know, a bunch of other, just Jacksonville, there's a station right on the Georgia-Florida border that covers Jacksonville and, like, 3 other big towns. I need to get all those call letters and start plugging them, as we got them last week, and even more are coming in. So it's you, the listeners, that make it happen. Thank you.
That's what I wanted the listeners to understand. Now, I'm calling about Terror Storm, Alex. I ordered it a few months back, and I've been having some trouble getting it. I sent you an email last week and a follow-up snail mail this week that should arrive.
Yeah, we are now shipping the day after we get it, but we had about 2 months ago a computer crash, and it totally fried everything, and it caused for like 3 weeks. And then we just play tag and all this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the back line. In fact, I'm going to do this because we get like one of these calls a week. Because there's like 50 people. We just can't seem. We're just juggling. And it just keeps. And I'm going to give you a back number right now, sir. And we're going to get that to you right now. We just lost like, I don't know, what's a week of orders? It was like a couple hundred. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.